Good morning, Audio Boom. Jordan Nero checking in with you guys on, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, February 7th. And it's a little bit after 8 o'clock in the morning here, and I got to play catch up ball and do February Day 5. I'm a couple days late, but I wanted to get in on it, and topic was what makes people, you know, kind of, you know, cheer for an idea and then I guess not get involved in an idea, you know. And I guess, you know, I guess it's where it related to charitable endeavors, etc. And so I'm gonna tackle this from, I guess, two perspectives. Number one, the general perspective, and number two, as someone who is blind, and you know, sort of the extra hurdles that at least I have encountered. I'm gonna tell you up front that I am involved locally right now with and have been this way for many years with the Knights of Columbus, and I'll talk about that later. You know, the hurdles that I had to deal with coming up. But I am it's a Catholic men's organization. We do charitable work not only for our church, but we do a lot of work for the community, locally, in our county, as well, and we do some work with the vets as well. These care pack at my local level, at my local council, we have a care package program where we put care packages together for the vets that are working overseas. So that's another component of some of our charitable work. We do a lot of stuff though. Anyway, so that's what I'm involved with. I am a past Grand Knight of my local council. I am a former district deputy of an area, which is basically I oversaw, you know, five councils at one time, and also within those district deputies, I was the chairman of those district deputies, which means basically that in my local area, in the county that I live in, where there's 52 councils, basically I oversaw all 52 of those councils. All right, so I've done and still do a fair bit of work. Now, having said that, generally, what do I think some of the issues are? Number one, this is not, you know, I look at it from not just my organization, but all the organizations out here. You look at, you know, Lions, you know, the vet organizations, Rotary Club, civic associations. A lot of these, the Moose, the you know, I can't even think of everybody off the top of my head, but you know, different organizations that do, you know, that have some sort of goal, but they do local charitable community work. I think one of the primary issues is this isn't the none of these organizations are the organizations of my father or my grandfather. Having said that, or what do I mean by that? They are organizations where the social dynamic, the economic dynamic, more importantly, is different. You know, when I was a kid, my mom stayed at home and my dad worked. And it was the same for my dad. And it was the same for my mom's parents. And, you know, in this day and age, with what the economy is like, that doesn't happen as much anymore. So what you have now are two parents going out and having to work. That's, you know, and I'm talking about my generation, you know, and it's trickling down to the generations, you know, under me. So that's a big problem, because we're seeing it in our membership. You know, we're not getting, you know, when again, when I was a kid, my dad was also a knight, and I remember him bringing me down to our local council building, and there were lots of guys that were his peers, you know, 40-something-year-old guys that were heavily involved. You know, it now, I'm an oddball. You know, I am the exception to the rule. I'm not, you know, it's not 100%. You know, there's guys that are in their 40s, but they're not as many. You know, you're not seeing guys getting involved till they're in their 50s, till they're, you know, retired and they have more time. It used to be that, you know, it was okay to go out, you know, one night or two nights a month, or even three or four nights a month to different meetings to pitch in because you had somebody at home. And, you know, that dynamic's not there anymore. I think, the younger generations, I think there's a lack of, I think it's, you know, you hear a lot about it. It's about me. It's the it's about me generation. And there's not a lot of thought about others, which is unfortunate because, you know, if, you know, people continue to go through life that way, you know, they're going to reach an age at some point where, or they're going to reach some sort of bump in the road along the way. And, you know, if nobody continues to do charitable work, and things, you know, these organizations start dying and these charitable endeavors start to die or not get as much money into them, guess what? It's not going to be anything for them. And that'll be very unfortunate. You know, I think there's a fear factor as well. I think, you know, one thing is to raise your hand and say, oh, that's a great idea. You know, we need to implement that. But, you know, another thing is to get involved, you know. So I think there's a fear of, you know, of getting involved because you've never done it before, fear of failure, you know, of getting involved and failing at what you're trying to do. I think those are factors, you know, and you know, I get it, you know. I remember the first time I volunteered for something, you know. It's intimidating because you've never done it before. It's uncharted territory. But, you know, once you do it, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, you may fail at whatever, you know, it is you get involved with, and it may not do as well as you would like. But it shouldn't prevent you, number one, from doing it again because it's a learning lesson, you know. I did okay at what I got involved with the first time I got involved. But I also learned from it. I learned, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And, you know, that's life in general. You learn from your experiences. So you shouldn't be afraid to do things. But, you know, that is probably a reason. You know, when I think of it from the perspective of me, there's probably, you know, for, you know, people with disabilities, and I'm going to focus on, you know, my blindness, but I know when I tried to get involved at first, you know, I think people look at people with disabilities and, you know, not, and again, not everybody across the board, but I think some people are very dismissive and think that, you know, people with disabilities, whatever the disability may be, are not capable of being an active participant in whatever effort there is. I know when I first got involved here locally at my local Knights Council, I remember they were looking for help at our, we do a weekly bingo. And it's one of the